Hello, friends from all over the world. Welcome to the English for Economists podcast. This is podcast number 62. I am Alan Robert, and I am very, very happy that you joined me today. Thank you for your support. It's January 24th, 2023, and today our topic deals with the vocabulary of digital currencies, specifically central bank digital currencies and stable coins. Stay tuned. Following this brief English vocabulary lesson, I will cover some words that are difficult to pronounce. And afterwards, I will share a useful idiomatic phrase in English for describing a wasteful use of money. Remember, you can access the transcript of this podcast on EnglishForEconomists.com if you wish to read along while listening. So let's get started with our new vocabulary. First, though, listen to this headline that was published on January 5th in the Coin Telegraph. Hong Kong lawmaker wants to turn CBDC into stablecoin featuring DeFi. So what does CBDC stand for? CBDC stands for Central Bank Digital Currency. It is a digital representation of a country's fiat currency that's issued and backed by the country's central bank. What does stablecoin mean? A stablecoin is a type of cryptocurrency that is pegged, that is fixed to the value of a fiat currency or a basket of fiat currencies or some other asset which allows it to maintain a stable value. Now, stablecoins can be issued by various entities, including centralized organizations such as companies and financial institutions. And what does DeFi mean? DeFi stands for Decentralized Finance. It refers to an ecosystem of financial services that are built on blockchain technology and which aim to provide an open and accessible financial system. And this will be done through direct transactions between parties. In other words, DeFi and this environment will empower peer-to-peer transactions. Or in other words, it enables various financial activities such as lending, trading, and investment without the need for traditional intermediaries like banks, for example. So DeFi, decentralized finance. Now, I want to teach you one more phrase that has a strong relationship with decentralized finance, or DeFi, and that is the phrase Web3. And this refers to the next generation of the internet. So Web3 is the natural ecosystem for DeFi products. Here's the headline one last time. Hong Kong lawmaker wants to turn CBDC into stablecoin featuring DeFi. Okay, well, the link to the story is on EnglishForEconomists.com, and I've also included some supplemental vocabulary related to CBDCs there too. Before we move on to our pronunciation section, I wanted to remind you that you can now access the 70-minute video seminar, How to Give Great Presentations in English, Even If Your English Isn't Great, on my webpage. It's perfect for adult professionals who are not yet comfortable with their level of English, but in spite of that, they still need to give presentations in English at work. So if this is you, if you have to give presentations and you're not yet confident about your English skills, check out this course. It's really helpful. The tips that I give you will help you leverage the English ability you already have. All right, let's move on to the pronunciation, and after that, I'll show you a new idiom. Listen and repeat these words that often get mispronounced. Scenario. Vulnerable. Category. Migration. Poll. Just in case you didn't recognize that last word, poll, it's a verb and a noun. As a verb, to poll means to count someone's opinion on something. For example, They polled before the election to see how the citizens intended to vote. Or you could also say they took a poll before the election to see how the citizens intended to vote. Poll. Now today, something extra. I wanted to show a helpful idiom for economists or anyone else who needs to deal with investments. Maybe you have heard it before. The expression is to throw good money after bad. Throw good money after bad. Throw good money after bad means to keep investing in a losing venture instead of cutting losses. So, for example, she kept investing more money in her failing business, throwing good money after bad. It's similar to the phrase pouring money down the drain. Remember, share these lessons with your colleagues who are on the same journey as you are learning English for economics. Sharing is caring. I'll be back soon with another class. This is Alan Robert at EnglishForEconomists.com. Take care.